Hello, good morning and praise the Lord. What a joy to be here today, this morning, as we share in this amazing youth conference of Full Gospel Church Bweyogerere. My name is Samuel A. Bakutana. Samuel A. Bakutana. I am married to one wife who is a female woman. Her name is Her Global Beauty, the Queen of My Heart, Charity, My Watermelon. We are blessed with two children, a boy and a girl. The boy is called Prosper, and the girl is called Petra. I am the Chief Executive Officer of Inspired Leaders International. The work I do, I'm a certified executive coach, a leadership consultant, an inspirational speaker, and author. I have written a number of books, more than 10 books on leadership, on relationships, and so on and so forth. My work takes me to many different places as I empower leaders. My work takes me to governments. I've done a lot of work with the government of Uganda, with the government of Japan, with the government of Belgium, with the government of Kenya, Rwanda, and so on and so forth. My work takes me to private businesses around the world. I do a lot of work with NGOs, with churches, and so on and so forth by the grace of God. And concerning the churches, God has opened doors for me across denominations. I have ministered in very many Anglican churches, Baptist audiences, Roman Catholic congregations, Deliverance churches, and other Pentecostal churches, including Full Gospel churches. I've been at Nsambia Full Gospel Church. I've been at Makerere Full Gospel Church. And I'm so happy today to be at Full Gospel Church of Bweyogerere. Praise the Lord. What a joy to be here this morning. I am a teacher by calling. If we talk about calling in terms of the fivefold ministries in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, I am a teacher by calling. I want to rightly divide the word of truth and hold out the truth for God's people to understand what He wants them to do and how He wants them to live. My purpose in life is to develop transformational, exemplary, and authentic kingdom leaders worldwide. So my name is Samuel, but I am also like the biblical Samuel, who was a kingmaker, who was the anointer of leaders for the nation of Israel. The Lord has given me the same calling as Samuel, to make leaders, to anoint leaders for families, fathers in families as leaders of their families, to anoint leaders in institutions, in churches, in communities, in nations, for transformation of God's people. So this morning, I would like to thank the leadership of Full Gospel Church Bweyogerere for ensuring that this Youth Leaders Conference takes place regardless of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the kind of leadership that is needed in moments of crisis, a kind of leadership that is not stopped by circumstances from fulfilling the call upon their life, a kind of leadership that finds a way when all other ways seem to be blocked, a kind of leadership that can still be trusted to deliver even when everyone around them is frozen. This is the kind of leadership we need for this period. And this is the kind of leadership that you as the youth leaders need to also exhibit. We are right now in what in management we call the VUCA world. The VUCA world, V-U-C-A. I will not have much time to talk about it in details because I just have about 30 or so minutes to give this first part of my presentation. But VUCA, V-U-C-A, V is for volatility. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, you are right now operating in a world that is so volatile, and you have seen what has happened in this moment of COVID-19. You know? The rate of change is so quick, so quick. In fact, whoever stands up and says, that's not possible, that kind of person will be interrupted by someone who is doing it for the fifth time, because the rate of change is just amazing. It's a volatile world. U stands for uncertainty. You can't be certain, you can't be sure about what is going to happen the next minute, the next week. You can't be sure what exactly is going to happen the next month. There is a lot of uncertainty. And C stands for complexity. I'm talking about VUCA, V-U-C-A. C is for complexity. Things are complex. People are coming up with a lot of complex ways of thinking, complex ways of doing things, complex forms of technology, complex theories of leadership, complex ways of running church, complex ways of opening your mouth when you're singing, complex day. Everywhere, everything, we are living in a world that is so complex. Ebintu bikambwe, ebintu bikaluba, embera nzibu, you know? And letter A stands for ambiguity. There is a lot of vagueness. It's like there is a fog before us. And I think this is what Paul was also talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he said, now we are like those who are looking through, you know, a mirror that is filled with fog. It's vague. We can't see clearly. But when Jesus Christ finally arrives, we will see clearly. We will know him as he is. There is ambiguity now. There is a lot of vagueness. So young people, young leaders in this VUCA world, you have to stand out as an exceptional leader, I'm telling you. You can't just accept to be an average leader. God has entrusted you with a responsibility of leading his people. You cannot afford to just be average. You cannot afford to be a mediocre leader. Tosobola echo techisoboka. You cannot continue to be like that. In this VUCA world, you have to be an exceptional leader. Your character must be notable. Your performance in your ministry role must be noticeable. Your ideas that you bring up to do the work must be outstanding. The contribution that you make must be prominent. The kind of attitudes that you have, and also how you think, how you look at things, it must be remarkable. Your commitment to your roles and your duties and your responsibilities that we are about to talk about must be incomprehensible. Your zeal, your passion, your enthusiasm must be inconceivable, must be incomparable to none. The results you produce in the ministry, the results you produce in your leadership must be incredible. After all, the possibilities that God wants to bring to you are simply unimaginable. They are unimaginable. The word of God tells us that what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no mind has perceived is exactly what the Lord has planned and prepared for those who love him. So the possibilities in the ministry, through your leadership, in this term of office are simply unimaginable, and God is calling upon you to ensure that you are so loyal to him and to the ministry. And that is what set Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego apart when they were in exile in Babylon. Gwekwa maka fana nyulabe ono Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego bali mu exile, but they were standing out. They were standing out. When you read Daniel chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20, what do you find there? You find that when the king spoke to them, the Bible says none of them compared to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah as they stood before the king. And verse 20 says, every time the king asked them about something important, they showed great wisdom and understanding. The king found that they were 10 times better. 10 times better, 10 times better than all his magicians, than all his advisors, and all the wise men in his kingdom. Wow, 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 wow. Vanang, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, mubakubira obugalo. Abana bano bali bakambwe, nga balina amagezi ag'ekitalo, nga bakulembeze bamaanyi. They were exceptional. They were 10 times better. Amazing. So in your role as a youth leader, you can't just continue fulfilling minimum requirements. Really, in the kingdom of the great God, minimum requirements. When you just keep fulfilling the minimum requirements of your role, of your position in the ministry, it's the same as making yourself irrelevant in the kingdom. You need to go beyond the expected. You need to go an extra mile. I remember somebody who told us that in the extra mile there is no traffic jam. Mu extra mile temuli traffic jam. If you find that in your life you feel like you are in a traffic jam, that means you are still in the crowd. You haven't yet moved an extra mile to another place where not many people usually want to go to. So you have to perform too amazingly to be sidelined. You have to be, you know, too exceptional to be compared. You have to be too outstanding to be missed. You, as a child of God, you can't get lost in the crowd. In your leadership, you have to be too good to be neglected, too outstanding to be forgotten, too relevant to be replaced. Just like Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, we have to exhibit high levels of excellency in our leadership. Become one in a million. Yesterday, Madame Bogere handled the topic of personality and leadership. Oh my, that was amazing. Mami Bogere mukama kuomo kisa. She spoke about amazing things. The four personalities: choleric, sanguine, melancholy, phlegmatic, and so on and so forth. And as we talk about the duties and responsibilities of a leader, I want us to start from that point. Something that came to my mind was that many people, the challenge I often see is that many people use these four personality types as excuses for not offering the right leadership. They use them as excuses for not living the way God wants them to live. Umuntu nagamba bannange nze muntegera nze ndi koleriki n'olwecho nze sina bugumikiriza by nature by birth anti otumanyi fe ba koleriki we are impatient by nature. Shut up in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that whoever is in Christ is a new creature. Your personality has nothing to do with your character. Those are two different things. Your personality is your natural setup, and God set you up that way as a choleric because he wanted you to fulfill a certain purpose that can only be fulfilled by somebody with a personality of a choleric. He set you up naturally as somebody who is melancholic because he knew that the purpose for calling you would only be fulfilled if you had that personality of a melancholic person. So he brought together your dad and your mom because he knew that they had the right chromosomes that would, you know, they had the right DNA that would give you the right personality. So you can't use personality as an excuse for not being the kind of leader that God wants you to be. Personality is one thing, character is another. You don't have any say about your personality, but you have everything to do with your character. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, come as you are, but he doesn't say, remain as you came. You know? Vanang. Mikwano jang. Mukama agamba tijangu ngachi. Ngasiba uli de. Agamba jangu ngabu uli. Na yeta agamba tisigara ngabu ewaja, if I can put it that way. Come as you are, but when you come, I will transform you. He said to the disciples, follow me and I will make you. I will make you. Follow me and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. So when you follow Jesus Christ, he makes you. In other words, he transforms you. He changes the way you think. Achusa obulamu bwo, n'achusa endowooza zo. So that he can fashion you into somebody that is going to fulfill the purpose of your calling. So I believe that this is where we must start from as we talk about a leader's duties and responsibilities. In my view, leadership is influence through service and example. Leadership is influence through service and example. And I want you to highlight three words: the word influence, the word service, and the word example. Because I said to me, leadership is influence through service and example. I know many people have come up with very many different definitions, and some of them are so complicated. I have even written about some of them in my books here and there, you know. But I want us to bring it down to the simplest of the simplest.
obukulembeze is being able to influence ngo osobola ku influencing abantu simanyi influence mu Luganda tuchita tutya the ability to influence others checho mukama ti yali ayogera ko mu Matayo 5:16 Matthew 5:16 when he said in the same way let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your father who is in heaven that let your light shine before others so that is what you do then as a result of your shining they also have something they do they see your good works and give glory to God so influence is being able to be the reason why somebody is acting the way they are acting being the cause of somebody's behavior somebody's decision somebody's choice you know that is what it simply means to influence someone and whenever you influence you are leading whether you influence them for the good causes or for the bad causes it's influence of course we are not talking about bad influence right now as we talk about leadership so leadership is influence and I am saying it is influence through two things through service and example obukulembeze is being able to influence okuyitira mu buweereza n'okubeera ekyokulabirako when you read in Mark chapter 9:35 it talks about service I love the contemporary English version the way it brings it out Mark chapter 9:35 says after Jesus sat down and told the 12 disciples to gather around him he said if you want the place of honor you must become a slave and serve others that if you want the place of honor you must become a slave and serve others it is that clear that if you want to have a place of honor quite often this is equated with leadership leadership often gives you a place of honor bobango yagala HFHT bwa mwanyi naze muganda wange oteko okweto waza ofuko muwereza owereza abalala that is how you do the influence and then when we talk about example because I said leadership is influence through service and example when you talk about example I remember Matthew chapter 23 the whole chapter is just amazing in fact 8 years ago in 2012 because this is 2020 in 2012 this chapter of Matthew 23 inspired me so much that it forced me to write a book out of it a whole book on leadership called Leadership Worth the Name the 7 deadly statements every leader should avoid So Matthew 23:3 specifically talks about example. It says, "So you should obey the scribes and the Pharisees. Do everything they tell you to do. But their lives are not good examples for you to follow. They tell you to do things, but they don't do those things themselves." My. Imagine mukama akugamba ntaba farisayo bawulirize ate obagoberere no gamba wanjiye na gamba aba farisayo na abasadukayo bagoberere bye bakugamba byonna bikole na ye nagata wakalala na gamba na ye bye bakola ebyo tobikola na gamba nti bye bakuga bye bagendo kugamba bigoberere na ye bye bakola tobigoberera lwaki kubanga byebogera sibyo byebakola they just say one thing and they do another thing my dear brothers and sisters leadership is influence through service and example so before you ask about your duties your responsibilities you need to first ask about your identity first be clear about your position and I'm not talking about the position on the youth committee no I am talking about your position in the kingdom You know, leadership in God's kingdom is more about being someone and not doing something. It's more about being someone than doing something. When Jesus called his disciples in Mark chapter 3:14, the Bible says he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. Did you hear that? They need to first be with him and then go and do his work. So the being comes first before the doing in kingdom leadership. Can I repeat that? Kanchidemu. The being comes first before the doing when it comes to kingdom leadership. This is because what you do flows out of who you are. I mean, who you are will always determine what you do and how you do it. Bulabo muntu, ebintu byakola mu bulamu bwe, kiba kikulaga the kind of person that that person is. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the problem of leadership is not failing to know what to do. We all know what to do. We know what to do. Whether you are a deputy chairperson like Madame Robina, whether you are the mobilizer like Joshua, whether you are the guy of games and sports like Blasio or whoever, you know what to do. You definitely know what to do. So the problem of leadership is not failing to know what to do. Let me tell you the real problem. The real problem of leadership is failing to be faithful to our calling. Failing to be faithful to a certain type of leadership that is godly. The transformational, servant-hearted leadership. That is the problem of leadership. Ndowooza nono omusajja mwami Mugabe, Robert Mumujukira. Omusajja yali ayina ebitabo. Actually, he was the most educated president, if you didn't know. He had, I don't know how many degrees. He was the most educated president. But see the kind of leadership he offered to Zimbabwe. So, what I am saying is that the leader whose duties and responsibilities you want to know is the godly leader. It's the godly leader. And I want you to write the word godly and write another word leader. Godly leader. I want to tell you what this is all about. If you can, you can write it, you know, on a piece of paper going down. Write letter G, go to the next line, letter O, go to the next line, letter D. I'm going to use it as an acronym very quickly to just highlight something. Because I see I just have about 8 or so minutes to conclude this first part before we can get into the next session this afternoon at 3. So, godly leader. G. The godly leader, indeed, first and foremost, is godly. So G stands for godly. Kakati soko ulize, tunulira wetegereze, ngabwe bagamba ntikatandika butandisi. Mu bikolwa by'abatume esula y'omukaaga olunyiriri lw'okusatu, waliwo abasajja musanvu, Bible beyogerako, Acts chapter 6 verse 3. The Bible says that, my friends, choose 7 men who are respected and wise and filled with God's Spirit. We will put them in charge of these things. I don't know whether you know what they meant when they said these things. You will find it from verse 1, where they say that some of the widows were complaining that they were being left out in the distribution of food. Like now in COVID-19 season, they are busy giving food, giving kaunga and vijanjaro. And these women were complaining, gabagamba banange fefabe chana mukaka ngaba mutulese yote temunaba kutuweleze ebijanjalo ebyafe biriruda wa. So the issue became a serious complaint. They brought it to the apostles, and the apostles said, okay, it is not good for us as the apostles to start serving tables, to start serving beans, to start scooping posho, distributing it to the people. No, we need to give our priority, our attention to prayer and the study of the word. And they said, therefore, let's choose out some 7 people among you whom we can put in charge of these things. So what are these things? Ebijanjalo na kaunga. In charge of ebijanjalo na kaunga. Can you imagine people who were to be in charge of beans and posho were supposed to be, number 1, respected, number 2, wise, and number 3, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mashebozi kantamaka. Imagine if people who were going to be leaders in charge of serving beans and posho had to be respected, people of great reputation, filled with wisdom, and speaking in tongues filled with the Holy Ghost. How about you, Maggie Grace, who coordinates the whole prayer ministry. How about you, a leader in God's kingdom? My. You know, so number one is godly. Number two, letter O. You have to be open and transparent. Open and transparent. I talked about Matthew chapter 23. Jesus attacked hypocrisy. People who were not open, the Pharisees. In Matthew 23 verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, "How terrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs that look beautiful on the outside, but inside you are full of dead people's bones and every kind of impurity." Wanag. Mpozi chino bachi ito werufu oba. Open and transparent. Ngate mulibia kwekeleza. A godly leader is open and transparent. Letter D is for discipline. Being disciplined. I want you, when you find time, I want you to consider the illustrations that Paul talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 going down to verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 going down to verse 16. He talks about the issue of discipline. Ngayogera kuba jasi, ngayogera kubalimi, ngayogera kubana ababera mu athletics and so on and so forth. And he said there are rules to be followed. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, before you rush to ask about your duty and your responsibility, you need to first put a finger on your level of discipline as a Christian leader. Discipline, discipline. Discipline is playing by the rules of the game, whichever game it is. Discipline is doing the thing that you know you must do when you know you must do it. Whether you feel like doing it or not, that's discipline. And then letter L. Remember, we are using the word godly. And we are now on letter L. Letter L is for leader, not Lord. A godly leader is indeed a leader, not a Lord. Remember the example of Jesus Christ on the Last Supper. These disciples had all come, you know, from that desert, that Israelite desert, and their feet were filled with dust. They just, when they reached at the entrance of that room where they were going to have the Last Supper, nobody was humble enough to want to lead, to want to wash the feet. Everybody wants to be the Lord, you know. So when Jesus looked at them, he said, "Well, this is an opportunity for me to teach you something." He got a basin, he put in water, he got a towel, he moved around and he washed the disciples' feet. That is a leader, not just a Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord, he's Lord. But as a Lord, he remembered that leadership is about service. Letter Y is yeast free. Yeast, Y-E-A-S-T, yeast free, free of yeast. In simple terms, this means being humble. A godly leader is not arrogant. So you may rush to say, "I want to know my duties. I want to know my responsibilities." Kale, you find kale genda maso vitegele. Na yebu wawanga toina pozichito weto waze. Wawanga toina weto waze. You are going to be, you know, to know your duties and perform them arrogantly. You are going to know your responsibilities and perform them proudly with pride. You know, and the Bible says pride goes before a fall. You have to be yeast-free, humble. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to verse 24 is just amazing. Jeremiah 9, 23-24. It says, "This is what the Lord says. The wise man is not to boast in his wisdom. The strong man is not to boast in his strength. And the rich man is not to boast in his riches. Instead, let the one who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me. For I am the Lord who acts with gracious love, justice and righteousness in the land. I delight in these things, declares the Lord." Okawuli demu muganda wangi. Tubuwa wangu yagala kwe wana wana. Ye wani demu kumukutegira mukama. Kutegira katonda. So that is the word godly. Let's go to the word leader. L is for listener. Listener, you can't be a godly leader if all you do is talk. You need to be able to be a listener. Imagine at 12 years of age, Jesus was doing two things. One, he was asking questions, and number two, he was listening. Let me tell you, my wonderful friends, poor listeners are poor learners, and poor learners are poor leaders. If you become a poor listener, you will be a poor learner, and that will make you a poor leader. Letter E is for empathetic. Empathetic. Empathy is different from sympathy. If somebody is sympathetic, he can come to you. Maybe you have gotten a retake at the university. Maybe you started a business near Bweyogerere, near that fuel station. You put some chapati mudara, and business did not go well. So something has not happened well. Or maybe a young man, like I wrote in my book, Fresh Apples for Single People, the 33 secrets to a relationship that leads to marriage. I wrote about a young man who came to a young lady and proposed. Na mkuba manifesto. Na agamba njagala kuwa sa. Njagala kuwa sa. Nze nkulabie. Kwengendo kuwa sa. Omwala na agamba. Te wali nsonga kare. Omwala na akiliza. Because she was also eyeing him over a long period of time. They were together in the ministry. And then when this lady accepted, in the evening, the gentleman sent her an SMS saying, actually, in the morning, I was joking. Nonsense! Shut up! What is that about? So suppose something like that has happened to a lady. God forbid, it shouldn't be you who is listening. And so you go and tell somebody. Now, if that person is sympathetic, he will just say, hey, bebebe kutuseko, wanange ngachitaro, sole bambe, sole. Sorry, munange byo bibawo. That's life mwatu. That's what that person will say, because he is just sympathetic. But being empathetic goes another step higher. Being empathetic is where you put yourself in the shoes of the person, and you say, singa, what if it was me? What if it was me? That is empathy. The Bible tells us that in John chapter 11 verse 35 that Jesus wept. Whenever you hear that Jesus wept, it is talking about compassion. It is talking about empathy, an empathetic heart. Godly leaders are like their master Jesus Christ. One great leader that has impacted my leadership thinking is called John C. Maxwell. He wrote the book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and many other books. He says, people won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People want to know that you are empathetic. Bagala kutegera whether you care for them or not before you tell them you have, whatever degree in underwater bubbling and canteen management, whatever. Whatever. They want to first know whether you care for them over farco or what of you don't care. Letter A is for accountable. When you read James chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, therefore, make it your habit to confess your sins to one another and to pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. You have to account to one another, that make it a habit to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. You see, there James was talking about a relationship with one another where I am accountable to you, you are accountable to me. A godly leader should be accountable. Are you the one who called me? My friend, you can't be a godly leader if you think like that, if you are not accountable. So don't hurry to ask about your duties and your responsibilities if you are not accountable. Letter D is different. You have to be different. A godly leader is different. Is there a difference in your words? Is there a difference in your lifestyle, both in public and in private? Atebo ebituka kubana ba kwaya, mwana watu. Waliwo kwaya emu. It did the unthinkable. They would come and practice every Saturday. Every Saturday at some church. And it is here in Kampala. And then every Sunday morning, people would pick their condoms. Imagine from the place where the choir was practicing from. Banange. Tuli banja ulo obana fe tulinga abantu bensi. Is there a difference in our life, in our financial integrity? Is there a difference in the way we respect authority? Obaba pastor bafe tetuba wachitibwa. Are we any different in the way we treat people that we lead? Remember, the principle is come as you are, but don't remain as you came. Jangunga bwoli na ye muganda wange chuka, 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 vera wanjaulo. Second last is enthusiastic. Letter E, enthusiastic. The Bible says in Nehemiah that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. A young Christian leader who leads with joy and enthusiasm and passion will always inspire fellow young people, will always inspire the community, will always inspire commitment, will always inspire determination, will always inspire hard work in the ministry. You need to once again touch base with your enthusiasm button. And lastly, letter R is relational. A godly leader needs to be relational. Bwofuna akaseera, genda mubarume, sura ya 10 na mukaga, Romans chapter 16. You will be amazed at Paul and how relational he was as a leader. Ngagamba banange muchara Tryphona ne Tryphesa mbatumide. Ne Andronikasi mumugambe nti mutumide. He was a very relational leader. So, before you rush to ask about your duties and responsibilities, these are the things we must consider first. Remember, the being comes first before the doing. What you do flows out of who you are. And who you are determines what you do and how you do it. So now that we've talked about this, and we have gotten this out of the way, we can freely talk about duties and responsibilities. And I want to first put a pause to this point, Council Against Imbewa Katiwa No, so that we go for a break, first synthesize what we have talked about, Soko Bifumi Intirize, Soko Biroonzeko, then we are coming back at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m., I will immediately delve into the duties and responsibilities of a leader, especially a godly leader. I will talk about the duties and responsibilities of a patron, of a chairperson, a deputy chairperson, a treasurer, a secretary, prayer secretary, mobilizer, music leader, welfare, workers coordinator, students and teenagers coordinator, games and sports, disciplinary, machine leader. I am going to be talking about the details of the duties and the responsibilities. And that is when we shall understand that leadership is not a joking subject, like Gorora Moses of Uganda would say. I'm not a joking subject. Leadership is not a joking subject, man. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so excited. I'm excited for Gospel Church. So, Council Kenfune wana amazi gokunywa, as you also take a rest and you think about this message, and then we come back at 3 p.m. as we delve deeper into the meat. I've just been talking about amata, milk. Sivalimba, we are yet to get into the nyama, erimune gumba, as we handle the leader's duties and responsibilities. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you strong as we meet again at 3 to continue this session. See you then.